Hey guys, Coach Christy here. Thinking about all my podcast listeners and trying to come up with things to talk to you about that might inspire you or inform you in a way that helps improve your horsemanship and in turn improve your life. So one of the things I thought might be kind of fun would be for me to share the story of each of my horses. And I will start with the horse that I've had the longest and take you through the other's journey on separate podcasts. So today, I want to tell you about Maxie. Maxie is 17 years old this year. It is late November of 2018. She's 17, and she has been my horse since she was about 12 hours old. So we have been partners for a really long time. Before I met Maxie, I met Maxie's full brother. His name was Junior, and he was a black and white paint, same as Maxie, but with a lot louder coat pattern. And I got to play with him when he was a yearling, and I fell in love with him straight away. He was really sassy. He was really like dramatic and fun and really sure of himself. I just am always attracted to that in a horse. And the woman who owned him at the time was not at all interested in selling him to me. So I did the next best thing. I went to the breeder that she had gotten this gelding from and asked her, had she bred the mare back to the same stallion? And she informed me that she had. So I said to her, and this was probably in the late fall of, I suppose that would have been 2000. I said to her, if in the spring the mare has a filly who's also a black and white paint with enough white on her to have regular paint papers, there's another division of paint horse called breeding stock paint or solid paint these days. I didn't want a solid horse. I wanted a paint horse. If she's black and white, but with not too much white, right? I didn't want her to have so much white that I had to be concerned about sunburns and melanoma and stuff like that. And, you know, in my mind, I didn't really say to her, but in my mind, I was thinking, and if she also has a similar horsenality to her brother, I'd be really interested. So I didn't really think about it too much more after that until the following spring, the breeder calls me up and literally says to me, your horse was born last night. I was so excited. I went over literally straight away. Like I hung up the phone, got in the car, and drove right over to meet Maxie. And she was everything that I had hoped for. She was self-confident. She was adorable and black and white. And in addition to that, I'd always, since I was a little girl, wanted a dark horse with four white stockings, right? Four white legs. And she had that too. And I fell in love with her the moment we met, like instant connection. She came over to me straight away, even though she was just a newborn baby and wanted petted and loved on and her bum scratched and things like that. And just became my buddy right off the bat. So of course I couldn't bring her home right away. She'd just been born. So, you know, I made an agreement with the breeder to purchase her and, started visiting her on a regular basis. I would come at least once or twice a week to just love on her. So she was familiar with me and comfortable being around me and things like that. And, in the meantime, my main horse was a leopard Appaloosa named Rocky, but Rocky had an injury that he sustained by getting into a high tensile fence that was going to put him in a position to not have a lot of longevity as a, you know, a solid riding horse. So Maxie and I's relationship started a bit rocky. I didn't mean to compare that to the horse's name, but it started, you know, in a pretty wobbly way because the reason I had to get things going with Maxie was because Rocky, who was my one true love, I was madly in love with that horse. He was a prince among princes. Like he just had the best combination of confidence and willingness. He was playful, but not dominant. And he was athletic. And I like a horse that stands out in a crowd. And he was a leopard Appaloosa. So he was definitely unique looking. And I was just madly in love with him. So when I started developing my partnership with Maxie, it had a twinge of resentfulness in it, because I didn't want my Pirelli Natural Horsemanship journey to be with her. I wanted it to be with Rocky. By the time Maxie was old enough for me to start riding her, I had already progressed quite a ways with Rocky in the Pirelli Natural Horsemanship program, and I just was so upset to have to start over with a young horse who had a very different personality, we would say horsenality, than the one I had already been working with. Maxie is not innately a very willing horse. To give you some idea of how independent she is, she weaned herself at 4 months old. She was literally 4 months old when I showed up to visit her, and the breeder said, you know, you can take that filly home whenever you want. And I was really upset by that, because she and I had worked out a plan for the weaning process. I wanted it to be super gradual. I didn't want there to be any trauma to my filly, and of course, no trauma to the mare. And, you know, I'm like, well, no, what are you talking about? We're not just going to rip him apart, and she's too young, and blah, blah, blah. And the breeder says, no, I didn't do anything. The mare stopped producing milk. I think the filly weaned herself. So, you know, I think Maxie just decided that she didn't need the mare. She could easily graze or eat from the hay bale herself and didn't need, the nutrition from her mom anymore. So she's a super independent horse, really, really self-confident and willing to, you know, take care of herself. She's not innately the kind of horse who asks a human for help. Not because she doesn't like humans. She has a positive association with us bipeds, but she's just really remarkably independent, which I really love about her until I want to ask her to do something. And so each of my horses has a need from a leader that has helped me to grow into a better human being. And Maxie's gift to me was to learn, first, the art of negotiation, and secondly, that I am not the center of the universe. when Maxie came into my life, I was in my early 20s. I wasn't yet married, and my life was really centered around my own hopes and dreams, my own ambitions, with not a whole lot of thought as to how my drive to get those things done might affect the people who are around me, especially the ones that I love. So the great thing about Maxie is that she is so persistent in that you cannot make her do anything. I call her my short-eared mule because you cannot get that horse to do anything unless you convince her that she wants to do it. So being pushy, being aggressive, being hard, which were all at that time things that I thought were my strengths. You know, I grew up in such a way that I had to learn to take care of myself at a pretty young age. And I was pretty proud of myself for having that kind of ability at a very, very young age. I was left home alone to get myself ready for school in kindergarten, and I handled it. You know, I handled it like a boss. You know, I got myself ready for school at 5 years old, 5 and 6 years old, and walked myself to school and got to school on time. I could tell time and get to school on time. At 5 years old. So I too had a level of independence. It's probably why I was really attracted to her. But part of the side effects of that is not realizing that the value in a partnership that has each partner's needs fulfilled, and that there's going to be some give and take, there's going to be some compromise, and there needs to be a great deal more observing your partner and recognizing their feedback than just pushing on something that's not working. So my that's Maxie's story for me. She is still my go-to horse when it comes to trail riding or student demos. Anytime I might be in a situation where I might be unconfident, the horse I want to have with me for those situations is still Maxie. She's still sound, healthy, strong, meets me at the gate, has a good expression. She's one in a million. And I hope that by hearing a little bit about her story and her gift to me regarding the art of negotiation and learning to see that every story has two sides, but we can still get to a win-win situation, helps you if you're struggling with any kind of partnership that's similar to that. I promise you, if you seek first to understand and then to be understood, you will come to a spot where the partnership can be and will be satisfying to you both. I hope that helps you guys. Wherever you are in the world, make it a beautiful day. And I will touch back with you again real soon. If you enjoy this podcast, I sure would consider it a personal favor if you would share it with your friends and family, anyone that you think might benefit from listening to my words and stories. I would love to grow my audience and be able to have my thoughts and stories around horsemanship and humanity make the world a little bit better place. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me, and I'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks. Bye.